Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I loved every day walking in. They've invigorated me. I love the chase for championships. I love bringing the kids together. It's what I do. It's who I am.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
That's the voice of John Calipari, who takes to social media to express not only his gratitude for the University of Kentucky, but his passion and how much he enjoyed the last 15 seasons there in Lexington as the head honcho of the Wildcats. So for Calipari, now we know that he is headed to Arkansas. We believe. It's not a done deal yet, but all the reports indicate that. And maybe they were waiting, or maybe he was waiting to sign the contract until he had a chance to say his proper goodbyes. And yeah, his time there includes Final Fours, a championship in 2012, recruits that are now on to the NBA. It's been a very decorated 15 years with more than 400 wins, but he explains why he's moving on.
Since our season ended, Ellen and I have spent a lot of time thinking about our time here at Kentucky, what it means to us, the friends we've made on that court, regional championships, conference championships, Final Fours, the national title in 2012. It's been a beautiful time for us.
So then why leave? That's the question, right? And actually, we could have gone into the next bite because he kind of talks about why he feels like this is the right timing.
This is a dream job. It was my dream job. Anybody in our profession looks at the University of Kentucky in basketball and said, that is the bluest of blue. The last few weeks, we've come to realize that this program probably needs to hear another voice, that the university as a whole has to have another voice giving guidance about this program that they hear. And the fans need to hear another voice.
Can't argue with that. So whether it was his decision, which it sounds like it was, and remember, the Kentucky AD had indicated that they wanted to have Calipari back next season. Maybe it was just a desire to try it a different way, you know, but recognizing that the formula that they've had, it's the past few years, going back to 2019, they've kind of run into a brick wall every year. They've got a brick wall, they've got a glass ceiling, and they've not been able to break through that. So I understand a feeling like change is needed. Stagnant, maybe you're stuck in a rut, and that can apply to not just your job, but overall running the operation. I appreciate him. And of course, he's still a great coach, and Arkansas, it's going to be the belle of the ball for a while here in college basketball as they look to become more relevant in the SEC on a more consistent basis. And, of course, the recruiting will be there. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Also in college basketball, now he's not retiring, though he is one of the most well-known figures in the sport. Well, another one, a legendary Hall of Famer, is stepping away. And the timing is one that maybe she'll give us more insight into as we hear from her. But late yesterday, Stanford head coach Tara Vanderveer announced her retirement after nearly 40 seasons in Palo Alto alone, but 45 seasons coaching. Let's see, she was at Ohio State long before me, but she was at Ohio State as well and also started her career at the University of Idaho. So she's been around for a long time. She is the coach with more wins in the history of the sport than any other. She passed Coach K in January. So she's sitting on 1,216 victories. Team got to the Sweet 16, but didn't make it past that. And now you've got the eventual, or I guess pending, disintegration of the Pac-12 as we know it. So the majority of her career has been spent in the Pac-12. She's one of the most well-known figures in the conference, men or women. And in addition to being highly decorated Coach of the Year awards, Team USA coach with a gold medal, Final Fours, 3 national championships. She's also 70 years old. Now she's going to stay with Stanford, an advisory role of some sort, but mostly it sounds like what we heard from, well, we haven't heard from her yet, but mostly it feels like this is not that dissimilar from Coach K stepping away or Roy Williams or some of the others who have stepped down because college sports are extremely different. And Stanford is headed to the ACC, which maybe she doesn't want to do all that cross-country travel and everything that comes with being a part of that conference. So I'm sure we'll hear from Tara Vanderveer at some point. Caitlin Clark speaking again because she won another award, this time the Wooden Award, John R. Wooden Award, for the second consecutive year. And she does talk about how she appreciates all of these things and how significant it is to her. She's not taking them for granted or ho-hum another trophy. But it was neat to also hear her comments about what's now been finalized as a record 18.87 million viewers on average for the national championship game on Sunday.
It's so hard to wrap your head around. I mean, just when you see those numbers up against some of the biggest sporting events in the world, whether it's the Masters, whether it's the NBA Finals, whether it's college football, I think that really puts into perspective what we're able to do and the way people want to watch women's basketball and watch women's sports. And I mean, it's truly incredible. And just the way it's grown even over the course of the last year, I mean, 8.9 million was special last year in the national title game. And then 18.7 this year, I think it just shows where women's basketball can go and women's sports in general, when you give them a platform. So I know our team and our program and our university was just lucky to be a part of it. And obviously South Carolina, them too, season they had was just incredible. There's only so much you can do. And Coach Staley is, you know, one of the best all time. So it was fun going up against them.
It is an interesting debate going on about whether or not the media has a responsibility to give women's sports a platform. Now, the ratings would tell you that this is a boon for the networks, right? The advertisers, they were sold out of ads for all these Iowa games in the tournament. And certainly the ratings allow the networks to charge more money for ads. So that's how it works. So it's a win-win situation for everyone. But what about when it's not? What about when there's no Caitlin Clark and the ratings start to dwindle? Or, you know, there's an opportunity to put a women's game on TV, but you know what? Maybe there's something that's a little more enticing, or we think it's a safer play over here. Do the networks and the media have a responsibility to cover women's sports? That's an interesting debate, maybe one that we can have at some point. No one ever tells me what to talk about. I kind of react to what I hear and see. And also there are some times where I react to kind of what gets my blood flowing, but I don't know that I have a responsibility to promote particular sports or particular headlines. That's not my job. My job is to react, and it's unique to each host and, of course, each writer and each anchor, each network, each outlet. Man, Caitlin's got a crazy schedule, by the way. That's her on ESPN talking after the Wooden Award. The draft for the WNBA is Monday. Then they go right into training camp. The preseason is early May. Her first game in the pros is a month after the draft. Wowzer, she's got to be tired. Have a great Wednesday. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. Boom!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.